Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the gospel of the day is a wonderful journey with Jesus in the movement from fear through faith. Jairus, whose daughter was at the point of death, is led from the fear of death and hopelessness through faith to experience the miracle of restoration of life. The woman with hemorrhage for 12 years is led from the fear of shame and depression through faith to experience the miracle of cleansing and wholeness of life. The gospel passage of the day is one of the many sandwich passages in the Gospel of Saint Mark. Sandwich stories are a literary technique in which the narration of one story begins but is interrupted by another story before finishing the first one. Jairus' daughter is 12 years. So the woman was suffering from hemorrhage for 12 years. The condition: Jairus' daughter at the point of death. The woman at the point of utter hopelessness. The status of the persons: Jairus is ruler of the synagogue. The woman with sickness is an old widow. The support system for the suffering ones: Jairus' daughter has many people to mourn, to weep, and to wail loudly. The widow is all alone in her suffering and agony. Important couple of points for us to note are: emphasis on faith. Jairus, the father of the sick child as well as the suffering woman, display a tremendous faith and trust in Christ Jesus. Do we put our trust and hope in the Lord even when situations are dead-like and there seems no hope in life? Acts of humility. Jairus, as well as the suffering woman, make acts of humility by falling at the feet of Jesus and pleading for mercy and help. Are we able to let go of our egoistic tendencies and be ready to fall at the feet of the Lord, seeking for His mercy, compassion, and help? The sandwich stories of the day are a great invitation for us to move from a life of fear to a life of faith, trusting and putting our hope in the Lord and His mighty power. It is to be also noted that after the cure of Jairus' daughter, the Lord asked her parents to give her something to eat. This could also be a reminder for us in our spiritual life that after moving from a life of fear to a life of faith, we also need to sustain and nourish it by eating and consuming of the life of fullness in the most holy Eucharist. Let us let go of every fear in our lives by having deeper faith in the Lord and enjoying the fullness of healing and happiness. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.